Egypt's clashes worsen over a presidential power play. Cuba struggles silently to recover from Hurricane Sandy, and a full stomach paves the way to outreach opportunities in Mexico. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Clashes have been raging all week in Cairo.
We've increased security somewhat, not significantly, but a little bit. We've worked with our staff to make sure they are conscious of how they conduct themselves in the streets.
Egyptian protesters are angry over a political move by President Mohamed Morsi. He basically granted himself absolute power. Sat-7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has an office in Cairo. Sat-7's Rex Rogers says the team's been covering events, but with a different point of view.
We're constantly talking throughout the Arab world about praying for peace, praying for nonviolence, praying for others unlike ourselves, and also interacting in a way that Christ would be presented in a positive way that attracts people to Christianity.
People see Sat-7 as an important voice. Their programming offers the hope of Christ in difficult times.
That's a way of speaking to people and encouraging the church in the midst of trial and trying to say to them, look, you're not alone, that the church at large in the Arab world, the church at large in the Western world, is aware of you, we're praying for you, and that God is still in charge.
Next, how often do you think Christians are attacked in India? MNN's Katie Harth has the story.
Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says violence happens against Christians every day.
A group of armed people came in right in the middle of your worship service and started beating people, and you really got no recourse or protection from the police. How would you feel about going to church next week and the week after?
Believers aren't backing down, though. They keep telling people about Jesus.
These incidents of violence and persecution actually are a confirmation that so many people are turning to Jesus, and those people who are committed to Hinduism or Islam, it has people worried.
Ask God to protect his people and pray for courage. This is Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. Hurricane Sandy impacted the lives of over a million people in Cuba.
That's somewhere close to 10% of their population. So it's a pretty devastating storm for them and also for the churches that Bright Hope is partnering with.
C.H. Dyer with Bright Hope International says Sandy hit Cuba's poorest region. Outbreaks of cholera and dengue fever have been reported. Why hasn't Cuba received as much attention as Haiti in the U.S.?
The government in Cuba just doesn't want people to know and not willing to go seek help for its people.
Bright Hope is trying to raise $100,000 to help families who lost everything. Can you help?
As soon as we receive that money, we're sending it down to Cuba.
We'll get you connected at our website. Prayer is needed, too.
You can just pray for strength for the pastors as they deal with their own home situations, clarity as they continue to have gospel services.
Next, two-thirds of school children in Zambia have lost one or both parents to AIDS. As a result, many of these families are too poor to even buy notebooks for school. Well, Baptist Global Response is assisting kids by providing them with composition books. The notebooks are Bible-based and also share how to prevent AIDS. Being able to take notes in school gives the kids the tools they need to do well. This year, BGR will provide over 300,000 books. Pray that the gospel would be understood by the kids. And about 22,000 children around the world die every day from hunger. One of the hardest hit areas is Mexico. Buckner International brings hope to kids through their feeding programs. Buckner provides nutritious, life-sustaining meals 6 days a week. They also fight long-term hunger by educating families on self-sufficiency. Pray that families will open doors to the gospel as they learn about nutrition. Find out how you can help at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, Joy and Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. When you help MNN, you're giving a voice to the voiceless. Help create new memories this year with your CD. It's yours for a gift of any amount. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.